Hello, everyone. Welcome to Vision and Voices. Vision and Voices is a monthly podcast featuring ordinary people doing extraordinary work with the most vulnerable folks in our region. Today's show, we have CEO and President of Volunteers of America Chesapeake, Russell K. Snyder, and also founder of Green Turtle, Mr. Bob Berry. And today we're going to talk about affordable housing and the unique way Volunteers of America Chesapeake is working together with partners in the community, producing new affordable housing in Howard County. So first is Russell K. Snyder.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Russ, tell me about Volunteers of America Chesapeake and the services that you provide to the community.
Yeah, it's a pleasure being here this morning. And Volunteers of America Chesapeake is a 120-year-old organization. It's a faith-based organization that provides really seven different lines of service to the community. One is we provide housing for the homeless. We provide sheltering for the homeless, and we work with the disabled population, the veterans population, the seniors, the at-risk youth, as well as we serve ex-offenders in the community. We've been around, but mainly what we do is we help people get back on their feet, get out of the system through employment services, through housing solutions, as well as direct one-on-one care to get them out of the system and independent once again.
Great. Now, you said you've been around. How long has Volunteers of America Chesapeake been around?
We've been around for 120 years, but here in the region, we have had our offices since 1988, where we're serving all the way down to Virginia Beach, here in Howard County, as well as the Baltimore region, out to Leesburg, Virginia, Washington, D.C., and Northern Virginia.
Wow, that's a wide, wide area. How many people do you serve?
We serve over 4,000 men, women, and children annually, anywhere from those that are in teenage years, school years, where they're living in our housing programs throughout the region, to those that are seniors, to those that are disabled in our group homes, where we're providing them their 24/7. It's their home. It's where they live.
How did you get involved with Volunteers of America Chesapeake? What was kind of your personal story or your travel to get there?
I was in the private sector for about 25 years, and through my work at the local churches that I've been members for years, I did several mission trips, both internationally and here nationally and domestically. And what came to mind is that, you know, with the servant's heart, I really felt I should do something different with my life. So I decided to apply for a nonprofit job, and I landed the job with Volunteers America Chesapeake, my first nonprofit job. And it's been a pleasure and a joy and just a blessing to be part of this faith-based organization for now 9 years.
Now, you said faith-based organization, Volunteers of America, of course, being a faith-based organization. Help people to understand what that means and how that works in terms of delivering service to the community.
Yeah, we talk about what we do and our holistic services. So we not only provide social services, but housing solutions. We provide this holistic level of care to help people heal, to help people empower them to become independent once again and become self-reliant, but most importantly, to give hope for their lives and the future that they're directing. And we do it through a ministry of service. We're a church without walls, and we continue to build that ministry by serving people. It's about the love business. It's about caring for people.
That's great. That's great to hear. How do people receive your services? Can anyone just receive your services?
Yeah, you can. If you're someone that's down and out and wants to receive some type of service, where that's living in affordable housing or whether it might be just to have somebody to talk to, they can reach us through our website, which is www.voachesapeake.org. They can call us on our 800 number. They can reach us on the direct line. Other ways to contact our services is really to go through the local county or local jurisdiction Department of Human Services.
So there are you're partnered with governmental agencies as well, and how do those partnerships work?
We couldn't do what we do without a strong community partnerships, whether it's corporate partners like the Green Turtle or working with Howard County Housing Commission or working with the Department of Housing, any one of those. But it's this combined effort. It takes a community to change a community, and that's essentially what we do.
Now, we're here at Howard Community College, and you have a new project in Howard County. Tell me about that.
Yeah, we're pleased to have partnered with the Howard County Housing Commission to actually begin, and we're actually constructing, it's under construction right now, the Loyola Dorsey Community Resource Center. It's a 30,000 square foot building that's going to house a day resource center for the chronically homeless. And it's off of Guilford Road in Jessup, Maryland. And we also, the second and third floor will be 35 apartments that will be for low-income wage earners here in the county that are formerly chronically homeless but have gotten a job, have stabilized, and it'll give them an opportunity to have that permanent supportive housing effort with these 35 units. So we're excited. We're planning on, we're about 50% through the construction of it, and we're looking forward to opening it in the July to August timeframe.
You mentioned partnering with county government, but you also have other partners, and that kind of brings us into your partner with the Green Turtle as well, as a corporate partnership. Tell me about that, and then we'll talk about more about the Green Turtle as well.
Yeah, so we partnered in a lot of different ways with the many corporations in the region: Kettler, Morgan Stanley, BB&T, Bank of America, the Shushan Company, Shear Partners, and the Green Turtle, of course, and thanks for Bob and his support of what we do. But it's really around three things. One is raising awareness within the community by co-branding and being together and to working together to talk about what we do to serve those that are vulnerable in our communities. Two is volunteering, allowing companies like the Green Turtle and others to volunteer at our programs, whether that's through coming and helping with the grounds or painting one of our facilities, or it might be some type of mentoring, or it might be transportation services. But it's really helping those people come up to be, you know, vibrant citizens once again, and to get them to where they need to be and to be independent again.
We are blessed today to have Mr. Bob Berry here with us. And Bob, of course, is the owner and founder of the Green Turtle.
You're putting some age on me. I'm not the founder, but I have been president and CEO for 10 years. Okay. Green Turtle's been around for 40 years, started in Ocean City, Maryland. And our founders are still active. One's running the Ocean City on 116th Street and the other one on West Ocean City. So Tommy Dickerson and Steve Pappas are still very active. And we are 45 stores strong right now. And we range from New York all the way down to Hampton, Virginia, as far west as Morgantown, West Virginia, and everything in between. And we're building five new sites this year. Two of them in New Jersey, one in Pennsylvania, one will be in Maryland, and another one in Delaware.
You cover a wide territory as well.
We do. We go, like I said, as far north as Long Island, as far south as Hampton, and Morgantown, West Virginia. We opened a store this year in Deep Creek Lake, so we're spreading pretty well across the state of Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York is our primary focus right now.
Any plans on expansion beyond that to the Carolinas or anything?
We're looking hard at the Carolinas. We're looking at the Raleigh, Cary market. We like that market very much. We're looking at Ohio, Western Pennsylvania. Since you're a Steelers fan, you know, maybe we'll go out that way as well.
Well, that sounds good. Well, I'm sure they'll love you out there in Pittsburgh and steel country, as they say. So, Bob, tell us about your connection with Volunteers of America Chesapeake. And
Russ and I have been friends for many years, and we see each other and check on each other and how the careers are going. And we started talking, and he explained the fact that what the project they were doing in Howard County. We got very interested. We just moved our offices to Columbia, Maryland, on Columbia Gateway. So we're in Howard County. I'm a Howard County resident. And so when Russ shared the project, I said, how can we help? It's very important for us at the Green Turtle. One thing that we do extremely well is make sure that our locations are getting involved in the communities that they're in, they're part of. So Russ said, listen, I could raise awareness, anything that you can do. I said, let's see what we can do. We're hosting and trying to get some people active on February 7th at our Columbia Green Turtle to raise awareness for this project, as well as anything else we can do to help support Russ and his team.
So that's February 7th, and that'll be from 5 to 7 p.m.?
Correct, 5 to 7 p.m. If you're interested in getting involved, contact Volunteers of America and get the details from there. But we're going to, like Russ said, the main purpose is raise awareness, and a great cause what they're doing, and it's important, I think, for local businessmen to get involved and help support this needed service that Russ and his team are providing.
You said that it's important for Green Turtle to serve the community and for all of your stores to kind of get involved in the community. Can you give us some examples of that and why that's so important to the company?
Yeah, you know, part of our culture is that making sure that we give back, and you know, we appreciate the support that the communities give us, so we want to give back to them. We do things, we do youth sponsorships, whether it's Little League, T-ball, kickball leagues. That's one aspect of it. But we also do things for, we work with Angels of Addiction up in Baltimore.
Wow.
To do things for them. We work with Food Bridge, which is a company to help provide getting food to homeless shelters. We work with CASA down in Anne Arundel County, which is a great organization that's near and dear to our heart. And our employees embrace it tremendously. This year was our 10th year that we did a fundraising effort for Tips for Tots. It's actually to sponsor Toys for Tots, where our employees actually come together. They do bake sales. They take their tips from that day and go out after their shift and buy toys. This year, it's a system. We raised $93,000 in one day.
That's amazing.
And that's very near and dear to my heart. That's one that you know, sends chills because it's our employees that do it. It's not our owners, not our franchise owners, not our corporate office. It's 100% our employees that donate all their money for that day.
I think we need to kind of pause and really help people get their heads around that. So a person who's a waiter, waitress, you know, bartender, not making a huge salary, is taking their tips from one day, one entire day, at a time of year where they probably need the money the most, and actually giving that away.
If you have the chance next year to experience the Tips for Tot in any of our program, you'll see the passion that the employees have regarding this particular fundraising event. It started with a bartender in Salisbury, Coralie Bryce, and her counterpart, Chris Tingle.
Shout out to Coralie.
Yeah, there you go. And she was walking into work one day, and she walked by a Toys for Tots box, and it was empty. And she walked in and she said to Chris, she goes, "What do you think about us taking our tips tonight and going over to Walmart and buying and filling that box up as much as we can?" And from there, 10 years ago, it's grown to where we've raised over $500,000, all employee driven.
Wow.
In 10 years. So it's a great program. And like I said, because it's important to our organization and the culture that's in it, our employees embrace it. And so they'll embrace this as well. They'll embrace the things that we can do for Volunteers of America.
That's great. So it sounds like philanthropy is embedded in the company. It's a part of the overall culture. Tell me what are some of the other keys to success for Green Turtle?
Well, let me just stick on that. I think we've been doing fundraising efforts for the communities since the day one we started. We have another program called Funds for Friends, where we take a day, maybe two a month, that we take proceeds from that day, the sales, and give back to an organization. We work with that organization. We plan on doing that, hopefully, for Russ and his team at some of our Turtles. The other success is really, you know, is driven by people. It's how much, you know, you can't run a business without the power of people. And I think that one of the things that we do extremely well is we have a great team, and our team work extremely well together. You can't do it by yourself, and I think that's one of the biggest successes that we have.
That's an important concept you've just mentioned. You can't do it by yourself. So the two of you working together, how unique is this? This is not something that you hear about all the time, and it's not something that is very commonplace, and So, and your own words, and either of you can tackle it first. How does this all work? How does it come together? How do you see it progressing?
From my end, I think that we're a company that's very blessed. There's less fortunate people out there, and I think that we have to understand that it's the right thing to do. It's the right thing to help those that are in need. And for those out there that understand nonprofit organizations, it's very difficult. Mm-hmm. And it's very difficult for them to raise money, and they definitely need the help and support of grants and things like that. But they also need the help of the community and local businesses to help support their efforts.
Russ. Yeah, you know, as Bob mentioned earlier, we've been friends a while. Our kids grew up together, played soccer and basketball, and so we've known each other for a while. And when I approached Bob on this, when I saw him, you know, locally in the community, you know, it's leaders like Bob and, you know, that lead the Green Turtle, you know, the companies that, you know, and where I'm in my position, it's about like minds coming together and making a difference in the community, you know, helping people. That's what it's about. I mean, we could do what we do every day, and that's to run businesses and to manage people and to do that. But there's more than that is to give back. And I think with companies like the Green Turtle and leaders like Bob in the community, you know, we can make a difference to end homelessness. It's all a community thing. End poverty, whatever it is, it can happen. Mm-hmm. But it's got to be like-minded people thinking about what the right thing to do is and to do it together and to actively move that direction and you know, be defiant that we can make the cause happen and we can change things.
Well, I want to thank you both for putting this together. And again, there will be a happy hour event at Green Turtle in Columbia on February 7th from 5 to 7 p.m. And you can find out more information at www.voachesapeake.org. But before we go, I want to thank you for putting this together and especially mention Howard County is one of the top five wealthiest counties in the country. With that being said, the issue of homelessness permeates even the most wealthy communities in our country. And for you guys to put together something that would help support that and do it in a sustainable way by creating affordable housing for folks who are in a community where, you know, they're homeless or down on their luck, as you said, Russ, and may not otherwise be able to afford housing in that community, you guys are coming together to help them to be able to do that. And that's very, very special. So I appreciate that and applaud you for that as well. Is there anything else you would like to say?
No, we appreciate the opportunity to tell our story and I would just ask everybody if you can make a difference, please do so.
Yeah, and from my perspective, I mean, we're just scratching the surface. There's 6,700 households that are on the verge of being homeless here in Howard County. And it's time to act, and it's time to act now. We can end homelessness together. We can provide affordable housing in this community. And with partners like the Green Turtle and Bob Berry, you know, it can happen. So thank you.
Thanks for that information, Russ. And you mentioned partners in the community. So we have today with us Market President Terry Kinney from TD Bank. And I understand that you guys are also in partnership. So tell us about that and that relationship.
Well, you know, really to make an impact on getting folks out of homelessness, it's really working with the community partners like TD Bank and Terry and leaders like Terry and the Green Turtle with Bob Berry. I mean, it's all a collective. And raising the awareness is the real theme here. It's raising the awareness that there is homelessness here. There's 6,700, as I said, 6,700 households in Howard County alone that are on the verge of becoming homeless. And there's just not enough affordable housing. So, you know, with partners like TD Bank and partners like the Green Turtle, partners that others that we have here in Howard County and the Baltimore region, it's a collective effort, raising awareness, getting the resources centered around that, and being able to then serve those that need affordable housing.
So, Terry, tell us about TD Bank's efforts to create more affordable housing and how you came to partner with Volunteers of America Chesapeake.
Sure. Well, first of all, thank you. And So at TD, we really have a couple of areas that we like to concentrate on, and one is affordable housing. It's one of the pillars of our charitable giving. So every year we run a competition. It's called Housing for Everyone, and we essentially award 25 $100,000 grants throughout our footprint in the United States, and that's from Maine to Florida. And this year, we were very, very pleased to award $100,000 to Volunteers of America for their Pratt House. And the things that were really striking to us were they were taking an asset that was already in place and rehabbing it and renovating it. And there was very little disruption to the tenants during that process. They also have all these wonderful services that they provide for the tenants there. And we think, you know, that builds a community. And at TD, something that we're very much interested in is being active participants in our community. So our ability to partner with the organization, I think, was just fantastic because their values really match up with our values.
So you mentioned partnering with the community and other ways of doing that. How else does TD Bank partner with the community? Can anyone come in and become a customer, and then how does that whole thing work?
Well, we certainly love all customers, and we encourage people to come in. But no, in reality, we really want to be, again, active participants in our local communities. So a lot of it is very focused around where our stores are, and we sponsor organizations that are close to our stores. We also, as I said, the TD Charitable Foundation provides grants. So in addition to affordable housing, something else that's very important to us is financial literacy. So we offer various training, really, from the very young to elderly, financial literacy classes. And that's something that we pride ourselves in doing. And we think, you know, this is our way of giving back to the community.
Now, financial literacy, explain that just a little bit more. Is that simply showing folks how to make a budget and then how to save money? How does that all work?
It's really all of that. I think it depends on the knowledge base coming in, but it's how do you balance a checkbook? How do you write a budget, to your point? If you are looking for a mortgage, we do a lot of first-time home buyers seminars, you know, to walk people through what seems to be a very complex and complicated process, but when you break it down and people really understand the basic tenets of it, it's not that complicated. And we want to demystify, if you will, or simplify that process to make it easy for people to understand, you know, why it's important to have a strong credit score, you know, why it's important to establish credit, why it's important to balance your budget, not overdraw your checking account, things of that nature. So I think all of that goes into place, James.
Right. Yeah, I'd like to add to that, James, and this financial literacy is probably one of the key services that our Pratt House delivers. And anywhere in our system, this financial literacy, it's around those families, those households that are spending more than 50% of their disposable income, their household income, on rent or a mortgage. Mm-hmm. That number really should be around 30%. And just getting folks to start thinking like that and to not put so much money, it just goes to food and it goes to getting a house. I mean, that's the stability of a household. And when you have 50% of more, I mean, there's not enough affordable housing that'll allow you to get down to that 30%.
Great point. I was going to ask you just that. The folks that you work with, how do they receive this? Is this something that they can easily latch on to, something that they can easily adopt and become a part of their culture, their nature?
Yeah, with partners like TD Bank and bringing in their folks to do the financial literacy training, it then comes up to the case manager who's working with that family, that household, to really get them in that discipline, in that pattern. It's stiff budgeting. It's really getting them to and train them around thinking to not spend it on a cell phone, but to spend it on the rent and to spend it in a very logical way on food and the things you need. So, I mean, that's it in a nutshell. It's getting that discipline and holding folks accountable to the plan that they put together.
Now, how else might nonprofits partner with TD Bank? People don't think of nonprofits as business, but nonprofits need to buy property. They need to get loans to expand programs and things like that, much like other businesses. So how might you partner with TD Bank?
Well, to your point, they have all the same needs that any other business has or individuals have. So we are here as an active provider of financial services for the not-for-profits. So in addition to our charitable giving and our sponsorships that we do, we certainly want to have as many not-for-profit organizations as clients of the bank as well. Because to your point, they need financial services, and we're here to provide those, and it's good business for us. It's something we very much enjoy.
Yeah, Volunteers America, just to add on to that, is looking at those type of lease-to-purchase type of options. That's the win. If you can get an affordable unit, if you can build affordable housing, and then allow the rental to occur for a while, but that rental then earns towards a purchase, that'll help the families and the households, you know, get that financial piece together and then be a homeowner. And that's what it's all about, is getting, that's the success story, is getting a household who's out on the streets right now into that housing, get them supported, have them understand how they can budget and how they can maintain that job that they have. And from there is to help them see that vision, that hope of being a homeowner someday.
So it's a multi-pronged approach when you talk about partnering with corporations and nonprofits that, you know, nonprofits are partnering to look for funding for programs, but also to help the individuals that they serve to do very practical things with financial literacy, gain mortgages, things like that. But also working with the bank to finance programs and properties and things like that. So that's a very holistic approach. And I know Volunteers of America Chesapeake is all about being holistic in its approach. Anything else, Russ, that you'd like to say? How can people help if they want to help? How can an ordinary person come and help affordable housing program and be a part of what you're doing in Howard County as well as in Baltimore?
Yeah, the homeless population really needs support from mentors, a circle support. I mean, that's the best way to describe it, is to get like-minded folks together that want to volunteer their time to help people see the future, to help them get back up on their feet again, and to help them. And really the mainstay of that is housing. It's getting folks into stable housing with a stable income.
I also like to thank you again, Mr. Terry Kinney. Anything else you'd like to say to the audience?
Well, I'd just like to say, well, first of all, thank you for inviting me here today. But I truly am blessed to work for a company like TD Bank. We really value the impact that we have on the communities we serve. And we like to think, you know, we help our customers, our communities, and my colleagues thrive. And coming to work every day, working with organizations like Volunteers of America, really makes it worthwhile to me. So thank you.
Thank you. Anything else from you, Russ?
No, just thank TD Bank and Terry for, you know, really putting their trust and their resources into Pratt House.
Thank you. And if you'd like to help out Volunteers of America Chesapeake, you can go to the website. It's www.voachesapeake.org. You have been listening to Vision and Voices, a podcast produced by Volunteers of America Chesapeake, and you can hear us monthly on howardcc.edu/Dragon Digital Radio. Be sure to tune in to us each and every month and share this site with your friends so that we can bring you more information on issues that are affecting the most vulnerable people in our communities. Thank you.